What's going on, internet? Welcome to episode 46 of The Summon. This is the podcast where we share with you all of the latest and the greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. If you're listening to this, you can don't forget that you can always find us on our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummon. If that's not enough and you want to find us on our social media, you can always check out the links in the description below. While you're at it, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform and share the podcast with a friend, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for this show. Bringing you in for today's episode, I'm your host, your boy Ashley, and with me are my co-hosts who make all this possible. We're gonna go ahead and start today's episode off with Rain, aka CJ. Rain, how's your week been, brother?
It's been excellent, you know what I mean? It's been filled with love, passion, and honesty. You know, that's what we love to bring to the table every day, and that's what we like to push around here at the Summit, you know what I mean?
So hell yeah,
hell yeah.
On Valentine's, Mr. Two-Time himself, man. He going to see Brave New World twice this weekend.
You know what I mean?
Is that right?
Twice.
That's a brave thing to do.
Our next co-host probably won't go see Brave New World this weekend because he does not support Black-owned movies. Razor SJS, you want to tell the people why you won't be seeing this phenomenal Black History Month special?
Where the fuck this come from? You know what? If I don't see this, if I don't support Black people, it's because I hate this black ass man right here.
Oh shit! See, y'all heard.
My hate for him is like transcending y'all, because I be dealing with shit like this, and like you don't know how it feels, bro. Just be minding your business, and then boom, like out of nowhere, violence, and they expect you to be kind about it, bro. Like I'm not letting you slap the other cheek, bro. It's not happening. I'm sorry to Anthony Mackie. Like, this is completely Ashley's fault. Tweet at him angrily. I'll like it and whatnot. I'll even retweet it. I don't even be doing that for real. So y'all heard it here first. You know who to blame.
Well, speaking of violence, since Razor started, we're going to go ahead and bring in Mr. Violence himself, the Striker TTV, who's actually back from his 5-day cruise a little early. I didn't know he'd make the show today, but he's here. Striker.
Yo, it's good, yo. I don't know about the violence part, you know. It's been peaceful. That cruise was fabulous. This recharge was phenomenal. But yeah, what's good, y'all?
Recharge? Wait, what were you? You weren't drained from work?
That's wild.
Damn. Sorry.
My work was
gaming all day.
He's drained from Marvel Rivals.
Oh, God. That's a whole other. Anyways, but yeah, moving on.
That was it?
Huh? Oh, you want me to go longer? Oh, no, for sure. I got the floor, right?
You got the floor. Yeah, you got the floor.
Unfortunately.
That's crazy, yo. The people love hearing me, yo. Because, like, when I speak sophistication. Like, there's a lot of verbiage that I can use.
There's a lot of verbiage.
Yeah, y'all heard that shit, bro?
There's a lot of verbiage. I'll tell you that. It don't make sense, but there's a lot of verbiage, all right. Our next host... last, definitely not least, he's going to have the floor today a lot because he's been playing Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, but not that much. He only has 10 hours in, and the game's been out for over 200 hours now, so that's not enough time. But we're going to see what he has to say. Mr. High Roller himself.
Hey, man. Some of us got to do work. Can't just, you know, sit in parking lots, go on vacations.
Ooh.
Damn.
So... some of us got to work. I've been getting beat the fuck up. Now, for anybody that's knows that I do VR development, don't put that shit on your resume. Lie. Take that shit off. You don't want to do it. It sucks. And, you know, once I finish that, then, you know, I'll be locked in on Kingdom Come. I'll be able to go back to doing 30 hours a week in gaming. So we'll get back to that soon.
30 hours a week.
Hey, yo, Ashley, report just came in. High Roller has 52 hours on CS this week alone.
This week alone?
No, I don't.
Interesting. You got 52 hours in CS, but only 10 in Kingdom Come?
I did one match in CS this week. I don't know what Starker's talking about.
Man, you calling him a liar?
That's capping. That's actually capping. My shit's private. He can't even see my shit.
Why is your shit private?
Because I accidentally added my... So my coworkers wanted to play a game together or whatever, right? One day after work, and I thought I was logged into my burner one, but I wasn't.
You got a burner?
So I added my manager. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, when you work with people who play games or whatever, like at tech companies, they like to you know, play games sometimes.
Oh yeah, you just give them that burner.
Yeah, that way if I'm gaming on the clock, they don't see it.
Ah, smart. Yeah. That's smart.
That's why my shit's locked down. That's not true if any of y'all happen to be listening to this.
Yeah, he's just such a jokester. This guy.
Oh, shit.
Hello. Right, immediately.
Well, we got a lot to discuss with y'all today. We have new games coming from directly from the PS Showcase that just went live a few days ago at the time of this recording. Spoiler alert, wasn't shit that dropped. We got some Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 initial impressions, and we have some Xbox Next Gen information. So stay tuned for that in the rest of the podcast. We're just going to go ahead and get some of the news out the way before we dive into that initial impressions of Kingdom Come. But first and foremost, we're just going to go ahead and start off with the PS Extra update, since this is the most useless part of the news. We got Star Wars Jedi Survivor hitting PlayStation Extra again for like the fifth time in 3 years. Coming to PS4 and PS5, we have Top Spin 2K25. Why does everything have a 2K? We have Lost Records, Bloomin' Rage, Tape 1. Saga Frontier Remastered, Somerville, Ten Hearts, and Mordha, whatever the fuck that is. No one's gonna play it, but all those are coming to PS Extra this month. This month. We have announcements for the PlayStation Showcase. So this, we're kind of gonna dive into this real quick because it's kind of a lot to talk about. Yes, the showcase was underwhelming as always. I don't think. Do y'all recall a PlayStation showcase that something valuable actually dropped?
God of War, Spider-Man.
They don't drop it, but they don't drop God of War at showcases. I don't think so. I don't think they dropped God of War at a showcase. Did they?
When they did.
Maybe like a summer one, like a one of their bigger ones or something. This is a.
They were built the Ragnarok in a showcase.
Okay, so DLC. Because I would imagine they usually save their big games for like the Game Awards and shit like that. So, I mean, I figure we were gonna see some, at least Ghost of Yotai here, or like everybody was expecting Wolverine to drop. A new trailer of Wolverine. We got none of that. We didn't get any. I'm not the biggest God of War fan, but we didn't get any God of War news. We didn't get any Ghost of Yotai, and I figured Ghost of Yotai was gonna come in April. So I felt like there should have been something on that, but that just tells me that it's probably not coming until, if it doesn't come in the summer, that shit's not coming to like early 2026, in my opinion. But we didn't get any of that. We didn't get any Wolverine. We didn't get any new information of the Naughty Dog's new title, Intergalactic. We just didn't get any. We didn't even get anything on Death Stranding 2. It's not like I'm interested in that. That's just a walking simulator. But still, like, I figured they would at least like try to reinitiate some hype over Death Stranding. You know, all those fanboys over there. But we didn't get any of that. But instead,
that story's kind of fun.
Fun.
Kind of fun. I only played like 4 hours of it, but you know, it was pretty fun.
Oh, so you got past the field then? Okay.
When I wasn't walking.
Yeah, what you got against
like, Norman Reedus? Story is pretty amazing.
You said what, Striker?
What you got against Norman Reedus?
Nothing. I love Norman Reedus.
What part of the story you get to experience in 4 hours? Yeah, in 4 hours. That game felt like so long-winded. Like,
the 4 hours I played, it seemed like the story was going to be nice. You know, you got to save America and all that stuff, you know, and I kind of live here,
is
so I
rich.
Need America saved.
It's a rich concept of a story. It's just, it's filled with so much filler.
It feels like it's a story and they just threw a little game. They forgot to add in gameplay, so they just threw something in there at the end. It was like, bro, I can't get through this, bro. Like, they want you to carry all this bullshit and real-time mileage, it feels like, bro. Toss mountains and shit.
Walk 3 miles and it really feel like
it. Your fucking balance and drop packages. Like,
it's insane.
I don't know. Like I was saying earlier, like, we may not like it, but you know, there were obviously many, many other people.
No, it's got a fan base. Yeah, it's got a heavy fan base. It's just definitely not. It's not for me. Yeah. The gameplay's not for me. The story is good. I did like that.
Yeah, the gameplay's part of the reason why I didn't continue.
Yeah, it's a walking simulator, man. It's like I don't understand. You can get through all that.
I feel like it might even have gotten interesting by the end of the game, but like.
100%.
In the beginning, you get nothing to work with, and you have to deal with that for so long. It's not worth reaching end game for real.
Like, literally, just powering through the story without the side quest is 40 hours. So, just and I couldn't even imagine how much of that is just walking to your destinations, delivering things. That is literally insane. So, people say, like, it can take around 55 hours just to complete the director's good, and that's just story. So, I mean, it definitely has its crowd, definitely has its, like, you know, its audience. I'm not knocking that. You know, every game does. It's just not for me. I mean, I feel like if they didn't kind of overcrowd it with all that walking and then just stuff, that was just, it was just so packed with things that made it just feel just slow. It was just very, made it feel so slow paced. I'm just like, no, it's a turn off. But we, I mean, I expected Death Stranding 2 to at least get some highlight here, but it didn't. Instead, we got, well, we got more Borderlands 4, but the only important thing about Borderlands 4 was that they put a release date on it, which was September 23rd. Now, with that being said, we know that Borderlands 4 is a 2K title, and we know that 2K is owned by, was it Take-Two? Take-Two's
yes.
Take-Two, right? Who is also the parent company of Rockstar, and Rockstar owns GTA 6. So, do y'all think that they're going to stand by their word, their promises? Not a promise. It was more like just, you know, what they said, that they expected GTA to come out before Borderlands 4. But seeing, I think more realistically, since this is a September 23 release, I think GTA is going to come after Borderlands 4, just because they know that they have a better shot of Borderlands selling more if it comes out before GTA, because people are guaranteed going to pick up GTA. But if it comes out after Borderlands, people are more inclined to buy both copies versus just settling for one. What do y'all think on that? Does that make sense? Or do you think they'll still kind of release GTA before Borderlands?
GTA is definitely coming out. Why would they make that
promise? Yeah, I was going to say, like, thinking about it logically, why would they want to compete with themselves like that? So, I mean, mm-hmm. Where'd they make this promise at?
They had made a statement. This was way before Borderlands 4. We even got word of a potential release date. But they, in an article, they had released that they had hoped for GTA to be released before Borderlands 4. But obviously, they just slapped a release date on here now, and so they pushed out another article that were somewhere along the lines like, "Hey, we understand." They basically, just to paraphrase, they basically said, "We know money is tight and we don't want to overwhelm gamers' pockets. So we're gonna take consideration in our releasing for all our titles and space them out accordingly." So that made me think that, hey, GTA 6 is probably gonna come like a month or two after Borderlands 4, which makes sense to me. But I wanna know how y'all felt about that.
Yeah, I mean, because then they got the Borderlands 4 release date out there first. I don't know. Maybe they can get away with saying, "Oh, this was before one of the delays or whatever," or something like that. But because they definitely don't want to stack those, unless that they'd be wrong for that.
Yeah,
if they stack those, put GTA right after. It's like, damn.
I can see them putting GTA like with a September release like this. I can see GTA getting like a mid November, late November release.
So we still think maybe early dropping this year.
Yeah, I still think it is, especially from their earnings reports when they were basically talking to their investors and they were like, "Yeah, we're still on point to release GTA 6 this year." So maybe, or it might get delayed. Who knows? I don't fucking know. I know damn well it doesn't even matter if they drop 2026 on it. I think it's going to come so late in the year that it really doesn't matter. Like, it'll be, you know, within that month to 2 month margin before 2026 anyway. So
I think that bitch dropping July. No trailers, nothing.
Shit.
They could do that. Now, one thing I will agree on you with that, I do believe that they're going to drop it with no trailers. They're going to drop it like,
come get it, nigga. You hungry?
Yeah, I think they're going to do that. If they do a pre-order, I think the pre-order might be a maximum a month before the game releases. I think they're going to do that shit so low-key, and it's still going to break records.
I mean, it makes sense. They don't need to. Like, why do they got to do a pre-order?
Yeah, they got 10 years worth. I think they're going to do pre-orders just because there was like talks of them having, they wanted to break some pre-order records. So I think they'll do a pre-order just to see if they can make $1 billion before the game even drops, because they're trying to make $1 billion.
That shit's gonna break websites, yo.
That shit is insane. They're trying to break $1 billion in pre-order sales. That is insane. It's actually a lot of fucking money. But I think the game cost almost $3 million to make. So, I mean, I mean, they're definitely gonna make their money back, you know, 10 times over the years. But
here's the thing, though. I get putting a pre-order price tag out there just to see the market, and you know, niggas are gonna buy it, right?
Yeah.
But if you put a pre-order price tag out there with a release date on it, that shit's old. You know, that's how
that's true. Record. That's true.
Just put a date on.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not against that one. But Borderlands 4, everybody's here. Is everybody here picking that up? I know Rain is, but
I probably will. I enjoyed Borderlands 3.
Okay, nope.
Go. Well, we also got some news for Lost Soul Aside. It's a new action RPG that's set to release May 30th on all platforms. Borderlands 4 is on all platforms. Saros is a new game. No date provided yet. We have Dreams of Another. It's coming to PS5 and PSVR 2 in 2025. We have Mind's Eye. And we have a new... So, Onimusha. This is like the samurai game. We saw like a trailer of that. It looked pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Only promising thing.
Yeah, that was like the only promising new IP that I saw. Was that, and that, apparently that's the second game in the series, and that's coming to all platforms. So that's another good thing on top of that. It's not like PlayStation exclusive. It's coming to all platforms, so it's gonna be on everything day one. That's coming to May 23rd, 2025. So that's creeping up pretty fast too. So I'm gonna have to keep my eye out on that. Metal Gear Solid, they did confirm the remake for it. Metal Gear Solid Delta, which is Snake Eater, which is the Metal Gear Solid 3, is just a remake of it, and that's coming to all platforms as well. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds coming to all platforms, including last gen. And of course, the what seemed like the star of the show that Twitter is blowing up about for some fucking reason is Days Gone Remastered, which is coming to the PS5 in an enhanced.
People are excited for that.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's like every time, without a doubt, I see the like the niche PlayStation community who just gets excited no matter what Sony does with their exclusives. They just get excited about it. Like Days Gone Remastered. Before this even dropped at the showcase, I saw people advocating for this. They were like, yo, when's the Days Gone Remastered coming from? Like, who's thinking about Days Gone? And two, it didn't need a remaster because the game didn't come out that long ago. But, you know, this is Sony we're talking about. If they got a game out, they're going to remaster it no matter what. So it's got a PS5 Pro enhanced mode for the PS5 Pro. And then obviously it's coming out to PS5 for the remaster version. So another open world action game. If you want to get your hands on it and you never played it, might as well pick up the remaster. It's coming April 25. So that's creeping up too. But yeah, Twitter was kind of getting a little too excited about that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
That's like some bullshit. Yo, that came out 2019. When the fuck you get in the God of War remaster, bro?
This is the problem.
Nah, bro. Come on. How you gonna tell me that this 2019 time that we're gonna get a remaster, but not God of War?
God of War came out in 2018.
Are you talking about the new ones? You talking about the OGs? Talking about those ones, I can see it because they ain't like old gen, but like, come on.
And you know what's crazy here? Because both of the God of Wars are on PC right now. You know what I see Sony doing? I see them making a remaster and putting that bitch on Steam too. Why not, right? Why not?
Yeah. Tap multiple markets.
Why not? But no, like they're on track to make every single game that they've made except for the God of War series has been remastered and Ghost of Tsushima. They haven't remastered that one yet. So I don't know why these games are getting remasters. I don't understand why. Maybe it's just a marketing thing because they don't even look any different. Like when they remastered,
it worked with The Last of Us.
Yeah, no, but The Last of Us wasn't a remaster. Oh, no. Yeah, one of them was. Sorry. One of them was a remaster. When it was going from PS3 to PS4. Still wasn't necessary, I guess, but they didn't have any backwards compatibility. So that... it didn't make sense, but...
Didn't they remaster it, like, twice?
Yeah, they remastered Last of Us...
They had two different versions.
So it came out on PS3... Then they made a PS4 version. Then they remastered it on the PS4. So no, they made that twice, but then they did a remake of the game. They did a remake of Last of Us. Put it on like the same engine that they made Last of Us Part 2 on. Last of Us Part 2 came out, and then Last of Us Part 2 had a remaster. Now, note that Last of Us Part 2 came out in 2020. The remaster dropped in, what, 2023? 2023 or 2024? No, because last year's 2024. The remaster came out in 2023 of Last of Us Part 2. So a three-year gap for a remaster. And there was no difference. Just loading times were faster because, obviously, for some reason, they launched Last of Us Part 2 on the PS4, knowing the PS5 was dropping literally, what, like 6 months later? And so that gave him an excuse, I guess, to make a remaster. I don't know. Sony does so much shit. And then people buy it. That's why they keep doing it. And they're going to sell you a God of War remaster, because I hear down the pipeline and it is coming, though. So it ain't like it's going to be a shocker. So I hear down the pipeline is coming. Now, people are vouching, like, they want a remake of the old games, which I'm on board for, because I never played the old game. So I'll be down for that. I think that's a pretty fire concept, to remake the original God of Wars. But I don't think it serves any purpose to touch the ones that literally just came out. If you have a game that came out between the years of, I'm gonna give it 2015 and now to now, it doesn't need a remaster. I don't think it needs a remaster. And now, if 2014 below, maybe, I guess. Remakes, I'd say remaking games from 2010 and below would be smart. But whatever, besides the point. We got some Ubisoft news. Ubisoft said they are doubling down on their open world and live service games. They said they're not stopping. So, and this is coming after their fail for X Defiant. So it said in an earnings report that the company has been investing significantly in recent times on a big pipeline of its two main product categories. These are aforementioned open world action adventure and games as a service genre, so basically live action. So, and that's what we want to deliver year after year, the executive said. So Ubisoft focusing on big open world games and live service titles is nothing new for the company. However, historically, Ubisoft had a more diverse lineup of games spanning multiple different genres and formats, and not every live service project has worked out for Ubisoft, as we know, from the likes of X Defiant and Hyperscape. So also they have Skull and Bones, which is still up and running, but Skull obviously they're not hitting sucks. Numbers. Yeah, so
if they make an actual Black Flag too, I bet you their numbers will go fine.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I guess they're going for it. They're like, fuck it, man. They're like, fuck it, man. We're just gonna fucking go for it. Now the thing is with this, I wouldn't know because I didn't play the original Assassin's Creed, so I don't know. But apparently, like, I guess Assassin's Creed, Rain would know more about this than me. But apparently, Assassin's Creed has diverted from its original like stealth and stealthy vibes, and is more open world obviously nowadays, and more somebody said kind of like it's turned into like a hitbox game or whatever like that. So I don't know, like apparently people don't like the direction that Assassin's Creed has gone in, and so I mean, it doesn't look like
it obviously moved away from like the assassin focused narrative, obviously, with Like he just said, the last game he played probably was Black Flag. That nigga being a pirate, he's not really an assassin, but he did assassin things while he was a pirate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, shit like that. Like, the Odyssey, which holds the record for their second most sales on a second Assassin's Creed games, he's like a Roman, like a Roman soldier, you know, SPQR. So, he's not really an assassin. The niggas are brute force.
Yeah.
But he does do some assassin shit, and they're the one that does hold their record for sales, Valhalla. That nigga's a fucking Viking. So,
and he is a Viking.
So I understand that they did move away from the original trilogy narrative of the assassins and the Templar, like that being the entire focus, and developing the characters that you play a lot more versus the worker, I guess, or Stergos. I like what we do. I like the last three games that came up, so I'm a fan.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I think right now, especially with Shadows, like we're seeing a lot of controversy over it. And I think it's just people trying to find anything negative about it. Because I saw some dude, and I was talking to Razor a bit about it. I saw some dude post something on X, and he was like, he was genuinely asking. He's like, okay, I'm interested in picking up Shadows, and I'm going to pick up Shadows, but I'm curious as to know why you won't, right? So he basically had an open-ended question. He wanted to know why people wouldn't pick up Shadows. And so I think somebody said, well, I'm not going to pick up Shadows because it's not historically accurate. Immediate red flag answer. So it's not historically accurate, and I don't like how you are able to destroy Japanese religious items in the game and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I'm like, are these real life answers? Are people really like wasting their time like typing this shit right now? And so I don't know. I feel like we're just like we've said before, we're just in a time where people just want to criticize things. And don't get me wrong, I'm not the biggest. I'm a Ubisoft hater, right? But I'm a hate where hate is due. You know, I'm not just about to hate and prey on the fucking downfall of the game just because I got some gripes with the company. You know, I actually genuinely hope that Assassin's Creed Shadows succeeds. I hope it's a great game, you know, because I'm going to fucking pay for it. So I hope it's a game where I don't want to put down. And two, it's just good when I see video games succeeding, you know. But for people to just come out and just automatically wish a game was downfall or just give some bullshit answer as to why they're not picking up a game, and then another one was like, oh, I saw a lot of Yasuke answers, and like, I just don't feel like we should be playing as a black man in Japan. It went back to that historical accuracy thing, and I'm just like, but he's actually a character in Japanese lore, so I'm a little confused on where that's coming from. So it seemed a little racist. I'm not gonna lie, it seemed a little racist. But
they're on track to do numbers. They released,
you said what?
Like, they're on track to do numbers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, even the pre-orders are like doing like very good right now. So I don't know. I feel like it's just another case of one of those things where the people that are talking had no interest in buying it anyway. And they're just kind of trying to spread some misinformation and some hate. But it just sucks to see. But I saw the PC specs you drop, and that kind of got me even more excited. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm going to have a good time playing this shit on PC. So I don't know. May 20th is still the release date for that. It hasn't changed, and it's looking good. Other than what I saw with the voice acting, not the voice acting, but the lip syncing, the game looks really good. I'm hoping they touch that up. Somebody, like some sources said, that should be touched up by the time the game drops. But if not, not a deal breaker. But that was kind of like one of the only things like that popped out of, and I noticed like right away was the lip syncing. Other than that, looks really solid. But we'll see. We'll see when it drops and what happens. Obviously, Rain has that subscription service, so we're all gonna have to keep an eye out on how it's running on his end before we pick it up. So
that's the one, you know.
Yep, be counting on you.
I get to play it 3 days early, so I'll be on
that. You really?
27th. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you don't crash
this time. I'll be trying to tell y'all it's worth it. You know what I mean? Like, niggas should be.
Nah, I'm just why? I can just wait for you to play it first.
Yeah, there you go.
It don't matter though. If I enjoy it, you ain't gonna. You know what I mean?
Striker, why does your Discord thing say "back from my vacay"? Who gives a fuck?
Nah, man.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
Yo. Yeah.
No, I just had to pick
on you. Hate it. Just
you've been gone a week, bro. We got to pick on you.
Why?
Because, man, it's just what we got to do. Liza P has an expansion. It's got a DLC announced for the summer of this year. You know what else dropped actually at the showcase, in case y'all missed it? WWE 2K25. Why did I get so excited about that? Because they're getting a 2K city now. They're in a city.
Woo.
Yeah.
Oh, so like your wrestler you build can walk around the city?
Yep, just like NBA.
That's dope.
Or I'm telling y'all, in a couple years, they gonna have all the sports games all in one city, one hub.
I mean, but what does that mean to me though? Like,
You can go like, RKO someone, somebody in the city and just okay, on the street.
Wow. Athlete that can go to the court to, for threes, then you got to make it to your NFL game by seven.
Yep. He's just a triathlete.
You signed up for the Monday Night Raw, so make sure you're there tomorrow. You
know? Oh, yeah, because isn't 2K making the next FIFA as well, aren't they? If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure they are.
No,
EA lost about that like a year ago.
EA. You're absolutely mistaken. Yeah. It's definitely EA. It's just
yeah, it's still EA. They
you sure?
Shit. Hell yeah.
How did they lose that?
It's not called FIFA anymore. It's called something else.
FC something, right?
Yeah, we covered that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah,
it's not 2K. 2K can't get a hold on soccer now. They'll just have a monopoly. That ain't fair. That's got to be illegal. I feel like that's got to be illegal. Somebody got to sue them for that. It's got to be a monopoly. They got a monopoly on this damn basketball. This damn, now they got WWE. What else 2K got? They got golf. Nobody really plays golf.
I mean, like, can you really say they're going to go after monopolies? You look at PlayStation and Xbox. Oh, PlayStation doesn't own it. Let me buy that shit before they do.
Yeah, that's same, true.
Vice versa.
That's fucking true. That's true as fuck. Nah, it is funny, though. Like, I felt, I'm like, the 2K getting a city is or 2K at 25 for WWE getting a city is kind of funny. I figure, now that makes sense. It makes more sense for that to have
A city. Versus a basketball game?
Yeah. It just, that felt kind of natural versus the basketball just feeling like, okay, what the fuck are we doing? Like, when I load up 2K, I don't want to go talk to fucking Shaq over here or fucking go meet Curry for dinner and then like, I want to play my play. I want to play ball, bro. Like, I don't want to do all these fucking missions inside. This is not an RPG. This is not a fucking open world RPG. I just want to hoop. That's it. I don't want to have to go through a mile to get to the courts, to get to the park. You don't
want to be a fashion designer, bro?
Yeah, I don't want to be a fashion designer. I don't want to be a rapper. I know it's a stereotype, but I don't want to be a rapper. I don't want to meet with J. Cole. I don't want to talk little baby. I don't want to do nothing.
Build your brand, bro. That's the part of being an athlete. Like,
it's crazy.
Athletes got to build their brand, you know? The baller brand?
The baller brand?
And technically, you don't have to do all that.
You don't, but the missions pop up, and they give you VC, and you know, it's either the other option is buy it. And that's what they want you to do, probably. They probably want to make it so annoying in 2K that they're like, niggas go, fuck it, I'm going to just buy it. I don't feel like doing it.
They patch the glitches? Buy this fucking VC, nigga.
Just buy it. I wish they would just, like, stop making them every year and just make it, just update it every year. Have an actual season pass where you get new content every year. And then just... Yeah, just have it carry over. Like that is so whack. I mean, because let's be real. Somebody can make an argument, well, then you just have a bunch of 99s. Niggas don't really want to play unless you a 99 anyway. And it's just annoying buying your character up to 99 every single year. Because, I mean, look what happened when we went to the wreck. You know?
Think how much money they would lose.
They would lose a lot of money, and that's exactly why they're not about to fucking do that shit. That's exactly why they're not about to do that, because it's working. But you know what? It's because players feed into it. If they didn't feed into it, I guarantee if they can just, like, if players can group together like a union and go on strike against this shit, we can make some shit change. But you know what? Every year, like we was talking about earlier,
sold.
You know, like number one games being sold or sports games.
And then you can try to hold out or pretend like you're in that crowd of individuals that hold out and you're playing that game from the last generation. But when they turn them servers off, nigga, where you gonna go?
The new game. And it's funny because I be hearing the 2K community and they be bitching and moaning. Even like the biggest content creators be bitching and moaning, but there they go buying it.
I'm not buying this shit. Boom.
Body.
You need it for content, brother. You know? This is your whole persona online. This is your bread and butter. You need it.
I'm done with Call of Duty this year. I'm not buying the other one. And they're on it dropping Easter eggs. Like, shut the fuck up.
I was selling COD ever.
This shit crazy, man. Elden Ring Night Rain opened up their pre-orders, and the release date is May 30th of this year, so that's coming up too. The network test is this weekend, though.
Mm-hmm, tomorrow.
Is that exclusive to a link?
To a link? Yeah, to an email.
Not Striker's link. To like a code or something.
Yeah, you
did you sign up when I posted it a few weeks ago? No.
Did you click my link, Ashley?
Yeah, you're cooked. I click Striker's link.
Because I already gave Razor my second one.
I appreciated it, too.
That's okay. I'll probably play it when the game drops, then. That's fine. I guess y'all can just let the podcast know how was it.
I was about to say, anyone going to be streaming it?
Yeah, that's true.
Some of their times are pretty odd, so... I mean, later on in the afternoon, probably share a screen or something. That 7 p.m. one's free. Ooh, oh, my God. That's actually... That shit starts at 10 my time.
Yeah, it's specific.
10 at night?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a Friday, though, so...
Yeah, okay.
Forgot how old he is.
Oh, you got bedtime.
Yeah, I like sleep now, bro. But I mean, I don't got no plans. Well, actually, it might line up because I'm going to see Brave New World. So
that is true. What, you talking about the first time?
Oh shit, I should probably buy my ticket for that.
Yeah, first time.
Just reminded me.
I want to go Sunday. I'm probably gonna go Sunday.
You want to? You don't want to go when there's 10 million niggas in there?
Yeah, because the vibes, bro. I want to go in there when the motherfuckers are yelling, so I can understand.
What the fuck are we yelling? Red Hulk?
Yeah. Harrison Ford?
Nigga think he about to go see Endgame for the first time. Come on, ain't nobody about being
I'm sorry that I like Captain America, and when they beat on Iron Man ass, I stood up.
Damn, that's crazy. He said, that's my nigga. He beat his ass.
Here, you can have the shield. I almost walked out. I almost left with them niggas.
That scene hurt me. I feel hurt, bro. You know,
jump my nigga, bro.
Jump my nigga.
Hey, that shit was different from them Iron Man fans, bro.
He said you can't have it. He said that boy Tony said, that's my dad's shit. She said, my father made that. He said, you can have it, bitch.
That's crazy. Bro, should I go see that shit in 40X?
No. Don't waste your money. That's a gimmick. Look, that's how they get these clowns. Stop it. Nah, don't see
that shit. That shit's actually kind of cool, bro.
40X.
Where did X come from, bro? That's right.
Explain that shit to the pod.
It try to make you feel like you immersed in, like you really there.
Oh, so they got the water spraying in your face and everything?
Yeah, seats moving and shit. Like if Iron Man cuts your uppercut and go in the air, you gonna feel like you going in the air too.
Oh, shit. That shit free like
4D all that, bro. Damn.
Them 4D movies? Nah, I don't want that type of experience. Mm-hmm. I just wanna see it.
I just wanna see it.
You wanna get your ass somebody beat with Tony? You rocking in my heart.
If somebody gets get on, I don't wanna feel
I'm
it.
I'm fighting with my homie. We could lose together.
I should buy my ticket. I might look at them tonight. See if I can get some.
That was the whole point of his argument, bro.
What?
Are we gonna lose together? He was like, "Where were you, Cap?" That was the whole point of that nigga argument, bro. Then he found out, you know, his parents got clapped.
or the moment, iconic moments was in Civil War. Let's see. Was there any in Avengers Infinity War? Nah, not too many. Definitely Endgame when that nigga Cap brought one when he brought back the when he held the hammer, when he summoned the hammer to him. That was a cold ass moment. And then a few minutes later when he brought this shit back and was like, "Avengers, assemble." And then everybody came through. That shit was cold. That shit sends chills down your throat, down your damn body.
Like you're where?
Stop. Damn.
He was immersed.
Wasn't he close to taking the gauntlet off of Thanos' hand, though?
He was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Spider-Man almost had it, too. Until Peter Quill fucked it up. Yeah.
Infinity War, yeah. My boy. You know, everybody gets blind.
Stupid ass.
Where's Gamora? You know? Where's Gamora?
Everybody's Gamora. By the light of love, you know what I mean? He was thinking about his passion.
He's at my Gamora. He's
man, they've been, been in space together for 5 years, and she's still in it. Why he cared that much?
No, he definitely hit. You tripping. He been beating the green off that bitch. You tripping.
In there. He was trying to get
that's
back.
That's a new one, though.
No, not the new one. The new past one that
you're talking about.
Or
is that like just 0.5?
It's just 0.5.
He's 0.5. I don't think he's doing it here, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Because you know? He left the team. He back on America now.
Hey, facts. I don't even think we might see the Guardians of the Galaxy again. Because Drax said he ain't coming back unless James Gunn himself. Well, Batista said he ain't coming back as Drax unless James Gunn himself asked him to do it. And you know, James Gunn with DC, now he switched sides. He dropped his flag, so.
Nah, I don't think he's banging any set, bro. I think he's going where the money is. So I think he might still do Marvel shit, too.
You think so? Mm-hmm. He might.
I'm pretty sure he's lined up for another Marvel film already.
We don't even know what Marvel's doing right now.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. We got Fantastic Four coming.
Thought they was bringing them back King the Conqueror.
They might be. Rain actually might be right. Because there's talks now. Michael B. Jordan actually just sponsored him. They gave him a shout out. He said, "You still my dog." Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank God. Like, because here's one thing. We live in a time where... You said what?
And they're already working on another Black Panther that has Denzel Washington in it. He said it's going to be his last movie.
That's his last movie, yeah. Yeah.
I think they do something with it. But not with...
Jonathan, yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan. I think they bring Michael B. Jordan back into the MCU and then Jonathan Taylor. Or Jonathan.
I mean, people were saying it like, yeah, bring him back. Bro, nobody even know why they took him out of that shit, man. Whole woke shit, bro. Nobody cared about that shit.
Nobody give a fuck about no Shuri. Hurry, right? Weak ass out of here, bro. There's even a comic where that nigga comes back to life and becomes the Black Panther. So it's just like, why did they make this other bullshit up that they did?
Yeah, that's not crazy.
And then they over here booting out Kang and shit. I'm like, yo, bring him back, bro. Like, what are we doing? So I don't know. I think he
defended himself anyways,
bro. And then they did like polls and shit. They've been asking people, and the majority of people want him back. They're like, bro, why did y'all get rid of him? Like, nobody care about all that shit. And so I don't know. I really like when Michael B. Jordan just kind of gave him a shout out, because it's just too many celebrities right here besides Kanye just scared to speak up. You know, Kanye's a whole different story.
Yeah, besides Kanye, for real.
Besides Kanye, all these celebrities scared to speak up. Like, they scared to support anybody. They scared to voice anything because they afraid of some backlash. And I really appreciate it when Michael B. Jordan's like, no, that's like John the Major, that's my dude. He a hard worker. He's like, this is my boy for life. And I was like, I respect that. I was like, so yeah, man, let's get that nigga back on set, because Marvel is shit right now. We ain't got nothing going on. Now, maybe Brave New World going to put it back on track. I hope so. I think it is. And
pretty sure the ratings are already pretty bad.
Horrible. That shit's fucking like 13%.
I've
seen fucking Rotten Tomatoes.
We don't like Rotten Tomatoes. The shit be at.
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes. Oh yeah, we don't care about them. That's like when IGN say a game is bad. That mean that shit good.
Yeah, that mean that shit good.
Brave New World.
I'm telling you, I don't think America's ready for a Black Captain America, bro. They
gonna... Everything I read about it said that shit fire. He picked up the mantle and went crazy.
Yeah, I think the movie's going to be excellent. I think the haters are going to override. Like right now, what we looking at? What, 52% Rotten Tomatoes, 6 out of 10 on IMDb, and 43% Metacritic. That shows me that niggas already hating. But Google scores are almost like 75% like this movie, so majority like the movie.
Would it surprise you if I told you that IGN gave it a 5 out of 10?
No, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm surprised they gave him that much. Damn. Okay. What did IGN give Barbie?
Oh shit.
Let me look that up, man. Let me look at what the fuck they gave Barbie. IGN gave Barbie a 9. Yep. That tells me everything I need to know about everything.
Hold on, what did they give Oppenheimer though?
They gave that movie a fucking 9. Are you fucking serious? I think it's white supremacy shit.
They gave Oppenheimer a 10.
All right, that's the only thing that they got right. Oppenheimer was fucking fire. I'm surprised they gave it a 10, honestly.
Yeah.
They gave Barbie a 9, and they watched Oppenheimer that same weekend? What?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Wow.
These niggas smoking? What are they smoking on?
Got to read the same day.
What did they rate Winter Soldier? Let me see. They gave it a 9 out of 10. What was the other Cap movie? Civil War.
Oh, that had to be a 10.
It was a 9. They gave it 9 out of 10. So they gave Brave New World a 5. They say why? We'll talk about it next week. Fuck it. I don't want to spoil nothing for myself. Oh, I'm going to go see it now. I might go see it twice just out of spite IGN. Fuck them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm gonna just leave you with this. They said it was mediocre.
Of course they did. It's only because he black. I'm telling you, that's gotta be why. That's gotta be why, bro. What what did they give? What's ooh, let me okay. One more. I'm gonna look up Black Panther. It was kind of hard to hate on Black Panther, though. They gave it a 9. Nope. They gave it a 9 out of 10. Okay.
They edited it after he died.
Probably. They probably did. Because one of them say 7 out of 10. IGN is a bunch of fucking frauds, bro. Fucking frauds. Oh, I hate them. Oh, my goodness. Let me ask Grok, what are they saying about Brave New World? But yeah, I don't know. I hope the movie's great. We're going to see. But we have Fantastic Four. The previews of it broke fucking records for a trailer, for a Marvel trailer. So that was good. I thought it just proves that if you have
big name.
Big name, it'll sell. But I don't like how they're doing the whole past future thing. I don't like that. I don't like, what is it, what's the word for it, like a
flashbacks?
No, it's not flashback. It's in the past. It's in the 50s, but the 50s is futuristic, right? There's a word for it. What is the word for it? Y'all know the word if y'all see it. It's supposed to be 19. Okay, so new footage shows Marvel's first family in a stunning 1960s era with new Big Bad Galactus bringing trouble in Nuclear City and some important history. Okay, anyway, it's in the 1960s, but it's futuristic. So whatever the word for it is, I can't think of it right now. But basically, I think the characters look good. I think they got a phenomenal cast, so I don't think the acting's going to be bad at all, especially with Pedro Pascal on there. I think they're a little old, but, you know, fuck it. Now, my only concern is, where does this play in the timeline? Because it's just, obviously it's not going to be a standalone, it's in the MCU, but how are they going to make this play out in the MCU? Because obviously we have Doctor Doom that's going to be one of the big villains coming up in Avengers Secret War. So how are they going to fit in? Is it going to be some more multiverse thing, which they said they were kind of trying to stray away from? Or like, how is it going to tie in? That's my only concern for this movie. And then you got Galactus, which I thought was just, I'm like, damn, that's a starter villain. How do you go up from there? Like, how do you go up from fucking Galactus? Like, this dude eats worlds. So, I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to see how that plays out. But that comes pretty soon. That's dropping in July. So, that's only a few months away. And I think that movie's for sure going to make a billion. I don't know. That's up in the air for me. I don't have a formulated opinion on it so far yet. They didn't really show much in the trailer. Besides, you know, some kind of heroic speeches and shit about family. And then Galactus pops up. Rain, how'd you feel about it? Since you asked about it.
I think it's called retrofusism or some shit like that. But
yeah, something like that. Word.
Yeah,
I was guessing retrofuturistic.
Yeah, you would describe it as metrofuturistic, I think. I think that's what it is. But I had very similar sentiments to it as you, I would say.
Yeah. 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 Okay, now going back to Brave New World. Remember, I think like 4 weeks ago we talked about movies that were gonna break a billion. Do y'all think this is still gonna break $1 billion?
Yeah.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I hope it does.
Optimistic right now. Yeah.
I hope it does. Yeah. I really do. We're gonna see. but let's talk about Kingdom Come 2.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Fuck you.
My bad.
Damn.
I wanted to take a more realistic notion at it. 180 million was the budget for it. And I think on statistics as of this year, as in February so far, I don't think anything's went over 300 mil box office. I think it tops that.
Oh, it's topping 300 for sure. I mean,
but what have they been doing lately, like Marvel box office wise?
I don't know. I'll try and look it up.
Cause that would mean something.
I'll look it up and we'll compare next week when we review it. Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll answer for that. Cause what, Deadpool was probably the last project?
They're aiming for 95 mil.
What, for the opening?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Over President's Day weekend, it's aiming for 95 mil.
Oh, they shit. Definitely lowered that.
I don't work Monday.
Yeah, no. It's holiday.
It is a holiday, huh?
Mm-hmm. President's Day.
Oh, shit. Okay, I do see the 180 mil budget. So they're aiming for 95 over this weekend?
Yeah. I think they do that easily. I think that's...
They can do that.
Like, they do that. Niggas hating.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, I think if it makes 360 mil, it's a success. According to, you know, their finances, they just made their money back plus more. So it's a Marvel movie, so they're gonna make hundreds of millions regardless. I would like to see it hit that billion factor though. But Kingdom Come 2. High Roller, you've been playing it. What's up? Yeah, let's talk about your experience.
I got about 10, 11 hours in it, and I'm going to compare and contrast from the first game to the new one. So between the first and the second one, the graphics are definitely much better. Now, I'm not going to lie, me playing on PS5, I did start off with a lot of graphical glitches on the first day when I was able to play it on the 8th, because I got the game kind of late due to getting the collector's edition. There was a lot of graphical, like the water was just completely, you know, fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just a bunch of flashing and stuff. The water didn't work out. Certain NPCs might have been floating in dialogue moments, like in cutscenes, but they fixed that real fast. The very next day, I woke up to like a full 82 gigabyte update patch.
Damn.
And everything's been perfect so far. Like I've experienced no more bugs since then. Graphics are working fine. I can actually see the water. Because before when I was playing it, they actually didn't really have anything in the graphic settings at all. But now like the graphic settings are out and you can, you know, change things to fit your needs or whatever, whether it's performance or trying to get the best looks that you want. I obviously chose the best looks that you could get since I'm playing on PS5 on a OLED TV. Yeah. So right now it looks beautiful. I can see everything. So let's get into the gameplay. So the gameplay, combat's a little more refined. I think it's a lot easier for newer people to get into the game versus the many, many hours you had to put into the first one to be able to get good at it and not get destroyed. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, it still is kind of hard for new people a bit, because if you're not someone who can, you know, grind and really learn how to get used to something with difficulty and that takes a bit of skill, you might quit the game after the first couple hours, especially with the way it starts. Because the way the game starts, you're going off into the world with your lord, you're trying to deliver a message. That's why you're on the whole other side of the world versus where you were in the first game, and you end up getting attacked by bandits while, you know, you were like bathing. So that's the part I was mentioning earlier when I said, you know, the two naked niggas running and running in the woods and the mountains and shit.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
So while we're in the water behind the bushes, we see all of our men getting killed. That's the start of the game. So like we're trying to escape and get back to where we were. We just lost everything. Or whatever. So eventually, after some stealthiness and getting away, we make it to the castle we were supposed to get to. But now, they're like, you niggas look like broke-ass peasant niggas. Why the fuck would we let you in the castle to talk to our main lord or whatever? They don't know who we are. Oh, we have no proof to show who we are. We just look like two dirty niggas who just got, who just came out the woods butt ass naked.
Two dirty niggas.
So basically, you start off with nothing at this point. Kind of like the first game, except they start you off with higher, you know, skill level than you did in the first game, just because the first game was about a blacksmith named Henry, and, you know, he had to, you know, grow into an adventurer, a warrior, or whatever. And so now you're not, in the second game, you're not starting off as a big nobody or whatever. So you have certain skills that help you, you know, fight and stuff. But as of right now, you don't really have a lot of gear, so that's kind of hard to do at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like start again because you just lost everything. So I'm going to talk about some things within the world because I'm not going to go too far into the story just because, you know, anyone listening to this, I don't want them to be spoiled. As far as the world, you have a reputation meter, and you had that in the first game, but now truly actually matters your reputation. Like, if you keep getting caught robbing someone, killing someone, or doing bad crimes, the people will remember you. They will not forget about you. Like, if you...
Like, ever?
They will after a certain amount of time. Like if you steal somebody's shit and, like, you know, put that shit on and come walking around the area with their shit on, like, the very next day or two, they might notice that's their shit. Shit now, whereas the first game, maybe not. So, like, maybe if you come back and, you know, it's been, like a week or two in-game or whatever, they might not remember that with their shit because, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, I got a lot of shit and you can't remember that shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever, so you might forget. So, stuff like that. And, like, guards, like, you might see, like, a higher patrol of guards, like, if you keep doing crimes, even if you don't get caught or get caught. So, stuff like that, you know. Like, for example, like, if you live in the hood and then a bunch of shit keep going on or anywhere, for that matter, a bunch of crime, you'll start seeing more police officers around the area. Stuff like that.
Throwing for your ass.
Side quests are, they're pretty amazing. It kind of reminds me of, like, The Witcher, to where, like, side quests weren't just, like, stupid shit, like, go kill this person, go clear this, kill this monster, or steal this, or whatever. Like, it's, like, whole storylines and reasonings. Because, like I said, we got ambushed by bandits, and, you know, before this old lady brought us into our house, she found us unconscious or whatever, and she took care of us. So I'll mention a little bit of this side quest. In the end of the side quest, we wonder why this old lady lives in the wood. She was basically kicked out of the village because she used to be a midwife who delivered babies, and this guy's baby died and his wife did the delivery. So he tried to play it out like she was a witch and hate her and got her kicked out. So some things happened. Dude was drunk, told the people who worked for him to, you know, go kidnap the old lady's daughter. I ended up saving her, and the old lady was just like, hey, I'm sick of this shit. My life got ruined because of this guy. All I did was try to help, and it just didn't work out. Kill this nigga for me. And you have an option to do something like that. To either kill him or not, or try to work it out to get him to apologize to the lady and let her come back to the town, stuff like that. Side quests can get really deep in this game. Lock picking is definitely a lot more simplified. Like, lock picking was hard as fuck at the start of the first game. So it's simplified. Don't get me wrong, it's still a little difficult. Oh, because just like you have to you have to move like this little circular thing in a certain spot on the lockpick, and once you find the sweet spot, then you start turning it. But as you turn, you have to keep the circle spot in that sweet spot. So it's just like you're turning and moving something at the same time.
Yeah.
I say combat is a bit better. You have new weapons that you can use. Like before the first game didn't have like crossbows and stuff like that, which definitely makes things a bit easier because the games are realistic. Like, I don't know if anyone knows this, but you have to be really strong to actually use a real, you know, bow and arrow to shoot with. And so, like, if you don't train Henry up to be stronger, do stuff to help his strength get up, you won't be able to stay still when you're trying to aim. Your stamina will go down faster. Stuff
also, like your training actually impacts the abilities you have when, like, firing weapons and stuff like that.
Correct. So, like...
That's nice. Pretty nice.
So, like, the crossbow kind of helps with that early on. If you got the, like, the gold edition, then you were able to get the Huntsman's kit, which comes with a crossbow, which has been very helpful when you're not very strong early on in the game. They have other weapons. They have more blunt weapons. They have long swords, short swords, and all types of stuff like that. And before, in the first game, with the different weapons and swords like this, like, because it was a small game in the beginning, and they didn't have a lot of different, they didn't really have different animation sets. Like, the animations are all the same regardless of the weapon you're using. Now you have different styles of combat based off the animations in the second game. Not a, you know, they have a bigger budget.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And so far, oh, and another cool thing about, you know, the world lives without you. So obviously, you know, at the beginning of the game, we got ambushed by bandits. Bandits, I no longer have a horse or anything anymore. I happened to go to this town or whatever, and I was in these stables walking around, and I happened to see my horse. My horse, and I tried to get my, and this goes to show that you can pretty much do anything you choose to do. Dude, you can be evil Light Striker or be a good person in the game if you want to. So the guy wanted to resell my horse back to me, even though it was my horse to begin with, and I obviously couldn't prove the horse was fucking mine. So based off, like, if you've tried to level up, like, your speech skills, your if you've been, you know, fighting a lot of bandits and you come off as someone who, you know, strong as fuck, like, don't fuck with me. Mm-hmm. You have certain dialogue options. You can scare him to give you your shit back. You can try to talk him into it. Or if you're like me and who went straight to doing, you know, shit like that, then none of that shit's really that high leveled at the moment. So none of that was gonna work. So I just ended up just murdering him in his sleep and stealing the horse.
God damn.
That night. So you have an option to do that if, you know, talking or threats don't work. So you have a number of options to deal with certain stuff, which is kind of similar to the first game, but it's a bit more detailed now.
Mm-hmm. And just, do you, like, have to play the first game to be caught up with this one?
No, you do not have to at all. Okay. And at the start of the game, like during the prologue, they'll give you like a couple minute cutscene or whatever that goes to show like why you're out there. Instead of, you know, where your home is back in Ratai, that's the name of the place where Henry's coming from right now. Now it'll give you an overview at the start of the game about what's going on, why you're there. And honestly, that's all you really need based off, you know, in a whole new location, new characters, besides like your lord that you came with, Lord Capon. That's the only person you really need to wonder about who's this guy from the first game. But they cover that for you, so you can play the second game without playing the first one. And honestly, I recommend it, especially if you didn't play the first one. First one, I recommend playing the second one just because it's a bit easier to get into as far as combat. And the story seems a bit better. I do know the game apparently is apparently being listed as like the longest like storyline in like gaming. Apparently, there's apparently an argument going on about that I saw online.
Really?
And the game apparently has more dialogue lines than Baldur's Gate 3.
Than BG3?
Yes, it has more dialogue lines than BG3 apparently.
God damn.
For somebody who like hasn't played that, like, the titles before, like, what's a game you can compare it to for like a reference?
I say a game you could compare it to as like for example, like, think of like Dragon's Dogma 1 and 2. Like, you know how the world lives on regardless of what you're doing. Shit could be happening across the world regardless of where you are. I say the world has a similarity to that. I'd say as far as some of the choices, the way you can handle things is similar to Baldur's Gate. I don't think there's multiple endings, but there are different ways you can handle things similar to that. I think it's like a mix. I think it takes a lot of good things from different RPGs and puts it in this game. Because I know a lot of people say like if you play like the old Elder Scrolls games like Morrowind and stuff like that, or Oblivion, it kind of seems like those games a little bit, like old school RPGs that, you know, really give you the freedom, has things in the world that make you want to explore and try out things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not exactly linear. Like, you can go around and do anything. Like, there's another cool thing you can do. Like, you're not just gonna randomly like see like a question, like an exclamation point above an NPC's head telling you, hey, there's a quest here. You might be sitting at a tavern eating food and you might overhear like, I'll tell you something I overheard. It actually helped me get some pretty decent gear early on in the game. The bailiff of the town was in a tavern, and he was talking about these bodies that they kept digging up, that they kept finding behind this town in Samine, and because Lord Burgrove's men has been getting attacked and killed out on the road by bandits or whatever, and the bandits have been, you know, burying and finding the bodies. And so I went in that area and I, with the shovel, and I found some of these graves and was digging stuff up, and I some were already completely looted and some weren't, and it was able to get me some decent gear. So overhearing stuff like that, that people are talking about the NPCs and whatever, can actually help you find new quests and different things to do though. So it kind of makes you want to explore, and I feel like the more I play this game, like I'm not following like the quest line. I'm just doing whatever and coming across things. Like, it's, the world is huge, but it's not empty, like a lot of games, like Starfield, for example.
Starfield is just empty as fuck. Yeah.
So it's not like that. So it's not like one of those games where like Starfield, where like I intend to go back to that game at some point, but only after the modders, you know, overall to fuck out the game. I don't feel the need for that with Kingdom Come 2.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everything's there. Like, it gives me Witcher vibes, how there's always something to do. Nothing feels repetitive or tedious.
Do you feel like you're going to 100 it?
Probably not. Because
you're playing this on PlayStation?
Yes.
Are you going to get it on Steam as well, or?
Eventually, probably like a year from now, I'll get it on Steam.
Yeah.
Steam, because like after I've beaten the game already, I might mess around with some mods and that cooler stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's definitely one of those games that gets modded.
Yeah.
So yeah, eventually, yeah. But right now, no. I'll just play it on the PlayStation for the time being. I probably won't 100% it just because I'm not a completionist. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll beat the entire storyline. Probably replay the game a second time, stuff like that. Make different decisions in certain quest lines and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. But as far as 100%ing all the trophies, no. That I'm not a person that is.
No, that's a lot of time.
Tedious. Especially in a game that's huge.
Yeah, that takes a lot of time. Well, shit. Sounds like you enjoying it. At least you recommend it at full price.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it at full price. I definitely think the game gives you enough hours and content and stuff to do that makes it worth the price. And especially if you're willing to spend an extra $30 plus past the full price. They have 3 expansions coming out this year that's already planned.
Okay. You got anything else you wanna cover on it?
I would just like to say, fuck you, Striker. You're a hater, nigga. This game's doing numbers.
Oh yeah, we ain't even adjusting numbers. It hit 2 million. It's almost at 2 million sales already. Yeah, hit a million in its first day.
That's all the accounts Midroller had bought to buy the game.
Shit. Thank you, Striker. That means you're calling me a millionaire. That means you say I got that bag. I appreciate it. Appreciate that shit. If I'm able to do that. And the devs already said they already made a profit off the game after the first day.
Based on the insane. That's actually insane.
So that's pretty cool. And check out our Twitter, and I posted a video on the collector's edition, the unboxing of it, so
you can see. Hey, that shit you got look kinda cool though, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it's really cool, especially the figure.
Kinda made me want to get into collector's editions of games. How much was it?
For a collector's edition, it was 200.
Yes, yeah, it was 200. That's the same thing for Night Rain. Night Rain's 200 as well.
Is it really? And the game's only 40. So damn, that's kind of
for the collectors.
Damn.
And then I saw Night Rain was also selling. It looked like it might have been Melania's helmet. I'm not sure. But they were selling like some helmet for like 190 as well.
You know that shit gonna sell out. That's gonna sell out. Well, we don't have much left on the show. I did want to cover a little bit on what Xbox said, because initially I honestly thought, I didn't think they would be investing in another console, but apparently they are, and they're gonna have. They said that this is gonna be the largest technical leap ever seen in the hardware of a next generation console. So. we're gonna see. They said the next Xbox should be more innovative. I don't know if that's if they mean like maybe they're gonna try and do a gimmick like the PlayStation controller has, and you know, with the adaptive motions or whatever, or it's gonna be something on the console itself. Maybe they're gonna try and make the Xbox more of a PC or something like that. I don't know, but they said the next one should be more innovative. And actually, they said that a new report from Windows Central says that Xbox next gen console hardware has moved past early pitch stages, meaning that it's been approved by management for the next stage of development. So it is coming. What that's going to look like, we don't know. And I'm more than certain that this is not talking about like a half step. This is actually the next lineup in the next generation of consoles. So I don't know how this strategy is going to work, because obviously Xbox, they did announce that they're moving their games, obviously multi-platform, so they want all their games to be on every console, which I'm a fan of. I wish Sony would do the same. But yeah, it's kind of all we got. I don't know what that next Xbox console is going to look like. I'm not even sure if Xbox should continue making consoles, in my opinion.
What do you say?
A freezer? Deep freezer. No.
Would y'all buy an Xbox console, the next one?
Why?
That's a good question. I probably would, because I like to collect them all, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, but for usability, right?
Usability, probably not. Like, for example, I own a Switch, but like that shit's still in the box.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, oh, it's like in the box.
Yeah, it's in there. Don't even like Nintendo games. I think them shits just play it out and need to, you know.
They definitely are played out.
What you bought that hell for?
They definitely are played
out. For collection purposes. It's just like, I'm sick of, what's the name, like, think of, like, you know, Pokemon, like, whatever the fuck they call it, Shield or Silver or whatever, like, literally from what I've heard, the only difference between them shits is, oh, you can collect these legendary in this one, but not that one.
Yeah, True Striker. You don't know
what they do really got. Like. They do got version exclusive Pokemons for sure.
Yeah, he just, that's literally the only difference in the two, isn't it?
I mean, the lead. Well, damn. Yeah.
I digress.
Yeah. Do you ever buy both of them, or do you always just pick one?
Nah, I pick one, and then my friends get the other, and we just kind of trade.
Oh shit.
But like, there are diehard fans that be buying the bundles of both.
Oh, that's crazy.
Bundles. They expect people to buy both. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, that's basically like buying 2K and like Prime LeBron is in this one, but he's not in that one.
Oh God.
He's buying Madden and college football. Right. In the
Hey man, but it makes sense because, you know, they got the Pokebank, which is basically a cloud-based server that you can store your Pokemon to upload them from your game, any game actually, and transfer them to any game. You can go as far back as Fire Red and upload them to the Pokebank and download those Pokemon with the exact same stats, items, and even ID number on that Pokemon. You can transfer onto any new gen. Game as well.
What's the point of playing a new game then if you just got them GTA-ass cheats?
The story. I ain't gonna lie, the story for Scarlet and Violet was kind of deep.
For who?
Scarlet and Violet.
Gives a fuck, Striker.
That's wild. That's wild.
Let's go to the next section.
That's rude as fuck, yo. God damn.
Nah, man. Sorry. Just me this night falling for that.
I had to get
it. You heard that?
He had to be got. I'm sorry. Bro, they literally sat in the Discord. Him and Roshi sat in the Discord like fucking almost an hour talking about Pokemon cards, bro.
I'm mute them niggas when they do that.
Hey, just, like, what the there's fuck money in it, man. I'm telling you, man. Like, y'all be missing out on that.
I make more money not being a part of it.
What?
Oh man. Oh,
so do you make more money as you do now if you didn't invest in stocks?
Hey,
serious question. I'm just asking. Say that again? I said, would you make more money right now than if you were to invest in stocks?
I don't even think that's a complete question.
Man, I want to talk about this Xbox console.
Yeah, let's talk about Xbox. Let's move on. Fuck Pokemon. That shit ass anyway. This is for tallers.
If Xbox can deliver a console that would, let's say, I want to say realistically 1440p at 120 frames per second. If they can make games, if that's the normal benchmark, would that be something that you would invest in? Mm-hmm. Like Razer, for instance, right? You're a PlayStation gamer, right? Mm-hmm. Would you, knowing that you'd be abandoning all your catalog, but you would be moving to a console that can give you consistent frame rates at a higher fidelity, would you invest in that?
I gotta abandon my catalog, though.
No, I mean, you can buy both if you want.
I mean, you can bring them PlayStation games.
No, I'm saying, like,
you ain't bringing them to Xbox, so.
Oh shit. Okay. Shit. That's probably not. I mean, maybe Game Pass can make up for it, but
I guess, like, so you wouldn't fully commit to Xbox even with some stats like that.
What's the point?
What do you mean, bro? That shit look flawless. 120, 1440p.
I mean,
versus a 60, 1440. What play?
Just for them to make games that aren't going to reach that high anyway.
No, I'm saying for you would get that performance on the console.
What kind of price tag are we talking there?
I'd say like a $750 pitch. I think we're long gone from $500 consoles. The PS5 Pro set a new. That's that. Honestly, when we were even talking about it, that should have been the price tag for consoles. Regardless, I think we're done with them selling them at losses. I think they're gonna at minimum sell them at what they're worth. So I'd say a $750 price tag, which is still a good deal, right? Because if you want to get a decent rig PC that'll compete with that as well, I mean, you're looking at 1500 plus. So, I mean, it's still a good deal for convenience.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd commit to it with, like, the way you put it at first with code, like, having to rebuy the catalog type deal. Like,
I put it like that because... I put it like that because I know... I put it like that specifically because... I think this is why I don't think Xbox should invest in another console, because I don't think, like, look, Xbox Series X is more powerful than a PS5, right? But it didn't sell more than a PS5. And why is that? Popularity. PS5 is more, places more popular than Xbox, right? So I don't think people give a fuck about benchmarks. I think they care about what's popular. I think they care about what their friends are using. It's not even really a good term because now everything's crossplay, so it doesn't even matter what your friends are playing on. But I think people are more so caught up in what everybody else is using versus what's practical and what's going to be best for them. And that's what we saw with the whole PlayStation 5 versus Xbox Series X debate. Like, it's no secret Xbox Series X is a more powerful console, but it's still underperformed in comparison to PS5. And why is that? You know, so I asked you that because I know you're a PlayStation gamer, and even though you're presented with an opportunity to have better benchmarks, you'd still turn it down. So I wanted to kind of go into that, but
looks like I probably would.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. I just think that's the issue they're going to run into, right? When they're introducing their next console, I do think it's going to be pretty powerful. That's true. But I mean, it's a win for everybody that's gonna buy it. So
everything shit. Xbox, nigga, no more exclusives. Fuck y'all don't want to buy our better shit because you like your brands.
Cool. They like their brands. Yep.
Take these games anyway, nigga. I'm gonna get your money somehow. I'm going to get your money.
That's this shit is crazy, man. It's just crazy.
Y'all niggas getting Halo soon, so you know.
God, fucking Halo. Cool.
About time. Best. One of the, not the best story, but one of the best stories ever, you know, Halo's.
Story. Yeah, up until what, 3 or 4?
I fucked with 4. But yeah, I say around there. I don't know. But I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like the story might have suffered from a lot of the things you said Brave New World is suffering from earlier with the world not being ready, because I'm pretty sure they tried to replace Master Chief with a black dude named John. So I think that's why the story fell off, or that's why critics said it fell off. But yeah, around that point, I think I enlisted and stopped playing. So
Maybe it's because we're black and we're just like, why does it matter? But I really don't understand why people get so fucking hurt when they see a black man in a damn protagonist role, man. Like, I don't understand why does it matter? Or just so
reprising a role, you know what I mean? Like, they don't like black men picking up the mantle of something.
They don't. And I don't understand. It's like, dude, it's not that fucking serious. And he's coming from the same people who will give you some bullshit answer. Like, oh, I'm not racist. I just feel this way. It's like, it's invalid, bro, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, we're going back to the whole Captain America conversation. Sam displays all of the qualities of Captain America, which is why Steve gave him the mantle. So basically saying fuck Sam is like saying, well, fuck Steve. So it's literally, it comes down to a race thing, man. It comes down to a whole race thing. And then some people are like, well, he doesn't have the super serum. I'm like, Captain America isn't Captain America because of fucking super serum. Like, yeah, if that's the case, then Bucky would be.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, y'all.
And I mean, think about it. The Hope is a failed recreation of Captain America. And they didn't try to do it with a serum. They tried to do it with Gamma. That's where Hulk came from.
But people don't pay attention.
So. People don't pay attention.
Well, but y'all got anything before we close?
Yeah, you seen that Cobra Kai season 6 part 3?
I did not. Are they still making that?
Good God.
It dropped today.
Season 6 part 3.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one who kind of cringed at that, bro. It's crazy. That shit's normal now.
Why do you have 3 parts to it? How many episodes? 8?
5.
There's 5 episodes. In part 3 or total?
In part 3.
So how many episodes total in the season?
I think it's 15? Like 15.
They couldn't just drop 15 fucking episodes. Are you serious?
I did that.
They broke
it.
They broke 5 from each part. What the fuck are we doing? Hold on.
I was just throwing out a number. I don't know for sure. Oh. But it would be funny as fuck.
Look it up. How many episodes in season 6? 15. 15? Oh my God. That's insane, man. I'm so tired of this shit. Just drop the fucking season, bro.
Gotta feed you breadcrumbs.
Hey, that's Netflix.
And then if they're gonna do that, right? We can cover that over. If they're gonna do something like that, I wish we would get out this COVID phase. If you wanna feed people breadcrumbs, at least do it weekly, okay? Do it weekly, and this gives you time, because obviously if you do it weekly, the season's already wrapped. You're already probably filming the next one. The time it would take after we get the last episode on that week, on that 15th, 20th week, whatever, the time it'll take for the next season to come out would feel like less to us, because you've already been in production. You've already been in the editing phase, and you're ready to push out the marketing. You're ready to push out the next season within 6 months. Instead of us getting a season, breaking it up into 50 fucking parts, and then waiting 3 years for the next season. Like, what good does that do?
You think they filmed the whole thing like all at once, or do you like... Like,
no, they definitely do.
These actors got like more than one like shit that they're recording.
No, they do. But these shows don't take long to film. Like they'll film a whole season of most of these shows over like a summer. Because like you said, these actors have different obligations to different projects. They'll film these within like three to 6 months. It doesn't take long for them to film it. You know, what takes a lot of the time is the editing, the marketing, the sounding, everybody coming together to put it together. But the filming doesn't take long, right? The whole problem is when COVID hit, it stopped production. So people couldn't get together and film like traditionally like you would. You couldn't film. You couldn't be around each other. And so that's where we got all these, part one, part two. We got all these delays because it was mandated. Now that shit's over, but they ran with it because they see like, oh, well, we can just milk this. We can milk it out. Like you, when you was popping, they introduced a you part one. They're like, oh, part two will come on this date. Well, that means that the show's already fucking wrapped. You finished it already. We know it's finished. And then they run into this issue now, like with Stranger Things. I was talking to Razor about it. Stranger Things that shit was 3 years ago, the last damn season. I don't even remember what the fuck happened in Stranger Things. I literally have to go back and watch
it. We waiting for that part two of fucking, season 4?
What, of Stranger Things?
Yeah.
No, the season 4 finish.
We waited for the second part.
No, season the 5 is. Season, no, what's season 5 is coming out. No, season 5 is finished. Season 6 is coming out. Or is it Stranger Things season 5?
Wait, I thought it was season 5 coming out.
See, I don't even fucking know. It's been years. I don't know. I don't know what season it is. Season 5 is coming out. Yes, season 5 is coming out. It's season 5. It's coming out. So season 4.
The final season, right?
Yeah, it's the final season. They say it's a big one. But it, my thing is, I would be hyped for that 2 years ago. Because it's like, it was fresh in my mind. I remember. Yeah, and I remember season 4 being like, it was big. Like, season 4 was phenomenal. Season 4 was huge.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge, man. Everybody was talking about it. When I saw it, like, I was like, yo, this shit is amazing. And then, that's it. We didn't hear. You would think it would come out a year later. Nope. A year went by, nothing. A year went by after that, nothing. We didn't hear about it until last year when they're like, oh, yeah, season 5, we're finishing it up. And we're like, what the fuck? I forgot about Stranger Things. And now it's like it's going to drop later this year. And it's like, damn, I literally have to go back and rewatch 4 because I don't feel that emotional connection anymore. So you get detached from all this waiting around. And I really think they just need to either adopt that weekly schedule, because I'd rather have it fed to me weekly. That way I can stay on it versus binge it in, that, you know, 6 hours and forget about it.
That keeps viewers engaged on the week.
It does. It keeps you engaged.
Yeah, if you're going to do seasons like that.
Yeah. It's like, if you're not going to drop all 10 to 15 episodes, then just feed it to me weekly. It keeps me engaged. It keeps me coming back. It keeps it relevant. And then the time it takes for you to bring out the new season is way less. Versus you dropping it on a Friday on like a 13th of 1 year, and then you wait 2 years to drop the next one, and it's like, well, I forgot about this shit. Like, that fell off now. Now look, like with Squid Games, the season 3 is dropping in a few months, and season 2 just came out last month. So it was like that shit was already wrapped then. So
is it called season 3 or is it called season 3?
Yeah, that's what we need.
Season 3. It's what you call season 3. So, I mean, it shows that they can do it. It shows that they're filming and shit. And you got to think too, like back in the day, like look at your soap operas. Like look at something like Grey's Anatomy, right? Like that was on rotation. I mean, it's still going on to this day. But we're talking 25 plus episodes per season at 40 minute lengths of record time. And when a season ended, the next season was coming out literally within 6 months. So it's like these seasons get filmed pretty fast. It's just when COVID hit, they just got complacent with that shit, and they're like, well, let's just keep pushing it out. And the shit is whack, man. It's so fucking whack. But yeah, that's season 3 of Squid Games does drop in a few months. So yeah, that is real. And it's called season 3, not 2.5, what you think. It's really just season 2. Finished complete season 2, but they cut it and making a new season out of it.
Drop so. A 50-bag.
So it's like,
you think they're gonna split Stranger Things when they drop it?
I do. I don't think they're gonna drop the whole thing at once.
I sadly don't doubt it.
Yeah, they're definitely gonna be wanting to. And I think what they were talking about something about Stranger Things. Like this season is supposed to be like a mind fuck.
I mean, I believe it. They revealed a lot of shit at the fucking at the end of season 4.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cliffhangers there with the fucking with Vecna. Max fucking more in a coma, fucking all of a sudden this fucking the kid with the bowl cut, he's starting to feel the shit again in his spine.
The bowl. There was supposed to be something about this season that
I'm gonna need a recap video for real. It is so hard.
For sure.
I watched it not too long ago, I ain't gonna lie, so it's all
kind of
fresh.
I was trying to remember. I was like, damn, all the shit you saying. I'm like, man, I don't. Damn, that's right. That did happen, huh?
And it's perfect for people that have just now gotten into it. It's like, oh, shit, well, they're in for a treat. But me, I didn't forget what the fuck happened. I'm like, man, I didn't watch so much shit since then. I don't remember what happened in season 4. I know the ending. That was about it. I know that one hit song that blew back up.
Which one there was two?
Oh yeah,
the
running up that hill.
Yep,
yeah, that's one.
With, that was still fire. I used to go run to that.
That one, and then the Master of Puppets by Metallica.
I turned that song on today because, you know, work was whooping my ass. I was definitely running up a hill.
By Metallica?
Yeah, Master of Puppets.
Hmm.
What, Eddie Munson's part?
I gotta listen to it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I forgot about him as a whole.
Damn.
That's how long it's been.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, it was crazy to see him in Gladiator. And I was kind of glad to see him in there, that he's doing good and whatnot. Because he did really good in that role in Stranger Things as that character.
But, yeah, bunch of all that nonsense.
Public High Season 3 Season 6 Part 3 is out. It dropped today. We'll watch the last 5 final episodes of the series. It's coming to an end.
And next week, we're probably going to talk about some Kanye. Probably not.
What did Ye say today?
He deleted his Twitter.
What did Ye say? Did he?
Yeah, he deleted it. We don't. We don't know what Kanye's doing. Could have been Love is out now, episode 1. So go check that out by Drewski. And if you made it this far into this week's episode, all we ask is that you spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. Well, you got to go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform because it really helps us reach more listeners. And as always, we want to thank you for tuning in this week, and we will catch you on the next one. Peace.